You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hello there. You're on Wake Up Tucson on 1030 The Voice. Local news and talk. About an hour from now, Ted Maxwell is going to be on the Civic Engagement Hour of Jump In. His guest is going to be, as we say in the Key and Peele world, Balake Morlock, who writes for a local online blog, former director of the Democrat Party. So that should be interesting. Balake is a pretty smart guy, covers a lot of good stuff, but he just can't bring himself to get to the truth of the matter because, you know, his D is very important to him. So, but it should be a good conversation. And then remember, it's 15 days, 2 weeks from tomorrow is our amazing happy hour at Copal on Craycroft and Broadway. So that should be very, very good. Let's get to this Laura Conover screws it up one more time report. After her Zobella Vinnick train wreck of too soft of a plea deal for a lady, a guidance counselor continuously raping her 15-year-old student at her house for 6 months, we have this one. Tucson woman was sentenced to probation after pleading to two counts of child abuse with sex motivation. Probation for 25 years and will have to get counseling and treatment. Who did this story at KOLD? Oh, this is just news staff. Is this? Did they really reprint a Laura Conover? On this kind of story, they reprinted a Laura Conover press release? Rounds 25 was accused of having inappropriate sexual contact with two minors while serving as a youth leader at a Pima County church in 2021 and 2023.
Adult in position of trust, translated.
Correct. According to the complaint, there were at least five sex acts between rounds and the teens. The incidents occurred in various places like the parking lot of a popular fast casual Mexican restaurant, a local popular exercise path. No, I'm just kidding. A office at the church and near the parking lot of a popular gas station chain.
Way to screw up those kids' spirituality in the church.
You could also tell that Conover cares about their spirituality. I like how they had to say the word popular twice.
Yeah.
Who?
Beloved? Are we going that route?
That's why you knew Conover's office wrote this one.
Like they talk about everything that needs to get saved is a beloved landmark.
Also, does it matter if they were raped at the beloved or the popular or the less popular?
Right. Very romantic at a gas station. Just really a good way to introduce kids to. Oh God, it's just awful.
August 9th accepted a plea deal. Oh. The plea agreement was offered in the case after communications and consultation with family members of the victims who strenuously wished not to participate personally to avoid re-traumatizing the victims. So Laura lets another one off for pretty much nothing because it's about the victims.
And you know what? Last time there was one victim, and at least, I mean, at this point, it's like we're just getting the scraps we can get. At least that person had Zobella, whatever her name is, had to go to jail, had to do time.
Correct.
This one, no time. And there are two victims. What are we doing here?
Now we have to find, we got to go back to the Vinnick case here. Does anyone related to Mrs. Rounds work on the Laura Conover campaign? Because that's the one thing we found out is Brink Media made money off of Laura Conover and wanted her to be back as the... So, anyway, badass supermama, train wreck again. armed robbery at the University of Arizona near.
Hey,
yes,
may have to register as a sex offender. Maybe.
Yes. Oh, was it a may?
Maybe. And the 25 years of probation. 10 years from now, that can be reevaluated.
Let's see. Oh, she may have to. There is a may. This is their own statement, too.
This is a bad place for a community to be. Two in a row.
So who loses in Laura Conover's world and all of these badass supermamas?
Way to set a deterrent for right? the next one.
Children, right? Teenagers, Hispanic females, right? These are the people taking it on the chin in the Rahina, Adelita, Laura world.
Just an adult kidding. In a position of trust.
Another one.
Another one.
And anyway, armed robbery near the U of A Speedway just west of Campbell. So searching for two suspects. They're wearing a face mask. One is wearing a white T-shirt. The other one wearing a black T-shirt. Anyone with information, call 911. So where at the U of A was the armed robbery? Why don't we get like actual details sometimes so we can kind of maybe someone who is going past it, I don't know, or in that I don't know what business it is. And I got Conover with the popular, you know, popular restaurants. Then we had the aggravated assault. That seems like a DV, domestic violence between man and a woman, over on the east side. 8600 block of Old Spanish Trail. I guess I don't read enough police reports. They found an adult male with sharp force trauma, unquote. Which sounds like also a band that could open up for Rocco's band. Sharp force trauma.
Yes.
So, again, the media's. So here's the other thing about
They had the two robbers over on the other side near Main Gate Square last week.
Oh, that's
both
true.
Both wearing face masks.
Yeah,
just saying, could these be the same two guys?
Possibly.
Huh?
Possibly.
You know, right on, just at the very start of the school year, and there's all this danger all the way around these kids.
We got the two guys on the stranger danger thing.
And I'm telling you, man. U of A, goose that laid the golden egg for this community. A lot of economic stuff going on because of that.
Oh, it's
jobs, a lot of money coming into the community for rent and dining out and all sorts of activities. And here we are, right into the school year.
We got to have we're missing a Hamas protest too here a little bit. That's got another Queers for Hamas protest at the U of A would just be. Special, as we like to say. Let's go visit some great sponsors. I want to talk about something Shelley brought up last week about this gentleman, Michael Way, running for LD-15. There's been a decision in that case. We'll talk about that. Oh, and I just want to say, I put a picture of this amazing fried rice I made yesterday with leftover pork ribs.
There we go.
Right? And Kane wanted to know why we call it fried rice, because no one fries the rice. And I want to tell him something. I do fry the rice. Dry the rice out on aluminum foil after I did it, right? And then you hit it in a hot pan, and I got a little crispy edges.
Now, do you
and
batter
like,
the rice and then
no,
fry
no
it each
batter,
individual
No battering
grain.
The rice. No battering the rice. Actually, also when we come back, I'm gonna give you a little
a kid.
I'm gonna give you a little preview of a new restaurant opening up by it's gonna be opened by a friend of ours, and I want you to we'll do that little tease when we come back too. So you're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice. We got Depeche Mode v Duran Duran. Here we go.
All right. All right, all right, all right.
Matt, I'm gonna blither blather here for a second, but
all
then
right.
That Lincoln portrait thing I was telling you about.
Yes, sir.
I think we're gonna do that to take us out of this segment. I feel like I need a mental palate cleanser and honor the career of James Earl Jones, who we lost yesterday at age 93. Coming up, we'll see how it goes with health inspections and timeliness of stuff. That's always in flux. On Craycroft Road, just north. It's the old Chaco's, where the old Chaco's used to be, north of Mama Luisa's. Our good friend CJ is opening up a new restaurant.
Hey!
It's called Ham Bones.
I like
Ham
it.
Ham has two M's in it.
Sure, of course.
Get it?
And wink, I bet wink. You Bones has a Z in it.
No Z, thank God. Actually, I told him that's what we, on an email, I was like, I put Z at the end. Are we going with the Z at the end? He goes, no, we're going to do ES.
All right.
So he's doing a comfort food menu. I guess in the South they call it a meat plus three, where you order your food and then you get your three sides and a bread.
All right.
So, you know, it's going to be kind of like walk up and you order your food and then it gets delivered to your table, but all homemade from scratch comfort food, like baked chicken, country ham, pot roast, smothered pork chops.
Dang.
And then you know, then there'll be some standard sides like porky collards, mac and cheese, mashed potatoes, black-eyed peas, braised kale, steamed rice, cheesy grits. Then you got your gravy.
Cheesy grits. That is so good.
And then you get your bread. You get your Texas cut of white bread, dinner roll, buttermilk biscuit, or cornbread. And then he's going to have some specials that kind of roll throughout the day, through the week.
Mrs. ESQ makes a cheesy grits, and it is sublime. Oh.
I've done the cheesy grits with the like bacon shrimp on top.
Oh goodness, that's gratuitous, Chris.
That's
piling on, man.
It's where you go, baby. It's where you go. So anyway, that's coming up in the next couple of weeks. So keep an ear out for that. Ham Bones by the great CJ Ham. All right, we lost Mr. James Earl Jones yesterday. And there's this piece called by Aaron Copland called Lincoln Portrait, or also a Lincoln Portrait, 1942 orchestral work, involves a full orchestra, and then the work is narrated reading excerpts of Abraham's Lincoln's great documents. And so the two best are James Earl Jones and Gregory Peck. Now, we can't play the whole thing because it's 14 minutes long, but we will play a portion of it when James Earl comes and starts reading some of the Lincoln stuff. So we'll take this out to the bottom of the hour. So James Earl Jones with the Seattle Symphony Orchestra doing Lincoln Portrait. Here we go. All right. Depeche Mode v. Duran Duran today. You're on Wake Up Tucson. Friend of ours who's in the world of does a lot of work with veterans sent me a text message that said listening to the Lincoln Portrait with James Earl Jones makes me want to weep, so moving. And then I said, great stuff, narration is perfect. She said, spot on, maybe you should play the whole thing one day. We'll play the whole thing. So again, listening to James Earl Jones do that is much, much better than listening to me talk, for God's sakes. And don't forget about that town in Alabama. They're having their fun with the Haitian immigrants themselves too. This is from one of the papers in Alabama. Over 50 illegal immigrants were brought to the city, and the residents want to know how they got there and why. Again, they might have been on a Pima County paid ticket, which means you paid for it.
But our ducks at Reed Park aren't good enough.
Now, this is the other thing. Now, we know that the duck pond was such a wonderful place for people that they delayed and screwed up and basically screwed with the will of the voters on the expansion of Reed Park Zoo because of all the romance that happened at the duck pond.
But they got your money first.
Of course.
They got your money first. It's the same thing with First Avenue. They got your money first, telling you to have three lanes each direction.
So what are these? I'm trying to remember which one of the ladies, I wonder if she was the one from Alabama or Springfield, Ohio, where she talked about the Haitian guys are on her front lawn. Oh, yeah, it's the Ohio one. And they're throwing their mattresses on her front lawn. And I'm like,
what?
I'm like, what are you complaining about? I said, Alexander lives over, he's got mattresses all over the place at his place.
Sofas.
Some of them are on fire. Some of them have people sleeping on them. You know, just saying.
Cars into his wall.
So the Springfield, Ohio, this is a Fox News thing. This person, I guess, posted, the neighbor informed me that the daughter's friend had lost their cat. And one day she came home from work. As soon as she stepped out of her car, looked towards the neighbor's house where the Haitians live, and saw her cat hanging from a branch like you would do for a deer after butchering, and they were carving it up to eat. God dang.
Okay, cat lovers that were offended by J.D. Vance, let's hear from you. Okay, Tucsonans that were offended by the Fertile Turtle.
Yep.
Let's hear from you.
Or the Lizard Wizard.
The Lizard Wizard.
Bruce, where's CJ's new restaurant going to be? It's in the little strip center just north of Mama Luisa's, where Chaco's used to be years ago. Lunch and dinner. I don't think he's doing breakfast. But I don't know what time he's opening on that. But it's going to be really good. And he's got some good desserts and things too, which I like. Let's see. What was the desserts again? He's doing the banana Nilla wafer pudding.
Of course.
Seasonal cobbler.
Oh, man.
And then his beloved Mackenzie does the cookie of the week.
There we go.
So that's happening also. He's also going to do some special stuff, like literally there'll be like he's going to do like the turkey with dressing day of the week and things like that. So it's going to be good.
That'll work for me.
Ham bones. And the
he should install a couple of treadmills inside the restaurant because you're going to need it.
The logo is like a almost like an Arkansas Razorback kind of creature. Swinging a giant ham bone.
I love it. Oh, it sounds good, man.
So, can't wait to, it's basically going to be home style food, really just from scratch cooking. And, I think it's a smart move, just north of the base. Yes. Just north of Mama Luisa's on Craycroft. There's that little strip center just next to it, just to the north. It'll be right there. So, but, soft opening, we're hoping 20th or so, like soft open, family, friends, media, and then hopefully hard open a couple of days after that. That's if everything goes well with, not well, it'll go fine. It's just the timing of when does Pima County show up on a couple of things. So hopefully that goes well. He's fine. He's done a zillion of these before, but it should be very fun. So, real quick, and then we got to go to break. I'll put it up there. Two hikers were left stunned after encountering, this on the Daily Mail, a frightening 20-foot-tall figure clinging to the side of a Colorado mountain.
Okay.
Janae Clausen and Camille Avarela, 28, were descending Long's Peak in the Rockies when they unwittingly caught a lanky gray creature on camera as it appeared to scale the crag.
Hmm.
I was shocked to the bone that when we were looking at the picture, behavior analyst Clausen told the Daily Mail.
This is like the Chernobyl fentanyl man.
This thing's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, if he's 20 feet tall, where's the basketball recruiters? Get out there.
Can we get him over here?
Sean Miller with his old Wildcat credit card. Hey, I still got the Wildcat card. I used it for books bail. I didn't say that. All right. 8:43 in the morning almost. Let's go to break. You are on Wake Up Tucson. Again, send us your suggestions for Battle of the Bands. We're at the tail end of Depeche Mode, Duran Duran. My buddy Ryan put a beautiful analysis of each band and which way he's leaning Depeche Mode. So, which means I can't be friends with him. But anyway, you're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. All right, you're on Wake Up Tucson, Depeche Mode v. Duran Duran music battle today. Ted's coming up in about 20 minutes with Balake Morlock from a local online blog who has a lot of institutional knowledge of stuff, so it should be interesting. In a moment, our friend Stephen Levine will be here. He's going to uncover the key risks of not having your estate plan in order and share what you need in Arizona to protect yourself, your assets, and your loved ones. He's also going to explain why having flexibility in withdrawing money during retirement is crucial during stock market downturns. I can talk today. I did turn down again. It's a hotel thing. I apologize. During stock market downturns. Stephen Levine, welcome to Wake Up Tucson. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, Chris. I'm good. How are you? Good to talk to you.
Not too bad. We're doing our music bump battle. I think you're the right age. Depeche Mode versus Duran Duran. Which one do you prefer?
Probably Depeche.
Okay. That's all right.
They're both good.
I like both also.
When I lived in Dallas, I was a financial advisor for many years, and my business partner at the firm, his name was Marco, and every time we were in a car going to an appointment or a meeting, Depeche Mode would come on, and he would just, it was something would take over him physically. He would start, so every time I hear Depeche Mode, I think of Marco. So that's why I'm a little biased.
Is this like when Elaine got in the car with that guy, every time he heard Desperado by the Eagles, he would just kind of zone out? Is that the same thing?
Yeah, exactly same thing. I think it's almost like maybe he was hypnotized as a kid or something, and he goes into this trance, and he blacks out. We're on the highway going 80, and he's blacked out, beating on the steering wheel.
Screaming, people are people out the window. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Steve, I think most people understand that estate planning is important. For middle-class families in Arizona, the consequences of not having one can be more severe than they realize. What should the folks out there do to protect themselves and their loved ones?
Yeah, like you mentioned middle-class families. So a lot of people, misconception is, estate plans, trusts, they're for the uber wealthy. That's not the case, especially in Arizona. Most, if you own a house, you probably need a trust to avoid probate. But usually I'm pretty hyper-focused on talking about protecting, after death, your assets from probate. That's included in our package, but a lot of people don't realize that, accidents can happen, illnesses can strike at any time, leaving people physically, mentally incapacitated. So part of the package, has to include the right documents in place. What if you are incapacitated? Something happens all of a sudden tomorrow. If you don't have the proper documents in place, it's basically a sign who's going to make legal decisions on your behalf, who's going to maintain your finances, pay your bills or taxes. This is all while you're still alive, but somebody has to do it. If you don't have those documents in place, that could trigger a probate, and basically your court, the family has to petition court in a probate to try to get the judge or the paperwork in place to assign somebody to make those decisions. And while that's pending, who's going to make those decisions, over your medical or your financials? That could be delayed. Decisions could be delayed. It can cost a lot of money and ongoing legal fees. Even if, the court appoints a power of attorney or somebody, they still might have to report back to the court, which is more legal fees. It's very important to have what we call medical and financial power of attorney documents in place.
So priority number one being protecting yourself now, but when you pass away, how can people in Arizona ensure that their loved ones are protected?
Yeah, so I'm like, kind of like the commercial I was hearing before we came into the segment. That was one of our commercials. It's if you have over $75,000 in Arizona, so that's Arizona's a low threshold for probate. So $75,000 is sort of the magic number. $75,000 in personal assets, that's jewelry, art, investments, bank accounts, or if you own a house, and I believe it's $120,000 is if your home's valued more than that, which, I mean, I don't think you can find a house less than that, then, yeah, your probate can be triggered. To completely avoid probate, you need what we call a living trust. So that basically, the living trust pre-decides who's going to be your executor or successor trustee. It avoids court settlements, legal fees. If anything goes to probate, that means, you know, your bank accounts could be frozen. Who's going to be paying for taxes, mortgage, insurance? Your family's going to have to pay probate fees. All this is going to have to be paid up front out of their pocket or out of their inheritance. So really to avoid all that, you need what we call a living trust. And so, yeah, think about the numbers. If you have assets more than $75,000 or if you own a home, you definitely need a living trust to completely avoid probate for your family.
So with RJP estate planning, you're not just protecting the assets after you pass away. You're also securing your financial and medical well-being in case you become incapacitated. So let's shift gears to retirement strategies, because while you're living, you're still going to need a strategy in place to afford retirement. Why is it so important to have flexibility when withdrawing money during their retirement years?
Sure. So yeah, when clients meet with us, so RJP estate planning, we're in the business of protection. So there's really three legs to that. You have protection while you're alive but incapacitated, protection over your assets to avoid probate. So there's the tool is the living trust for that. And then the third type of protection is protecting your assets or your retirements, your investments while you're alive, while you're going through retirement. So nearly half the people who retire at 65 risk running out of money. So that's according to Morningstar study. One of the most key challenges is inflation. So even with a conservative 2% inflation rate, the cost of goods and services nearly doubles over a 30-year retirement. So that basically erodes your purchasing power. So yeah, imagine paying twice as much for groceries, gas, electricity 30 years from now. Also, healthcare costs along with Medicare typically outpace inflation. So the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services estimate that a national health spending will grow at an average of 5.4% annually through 2031. So not only that, but then you also have the risk of, you know, the stock market crashing. So stock market, bear markets generally are about a market decline of about 20% or more, and this happens historically every 6 to 10 years. So if you have a 30-year retirement, that means retirees could face 3 to 5 of these bear markets or stock market drops within their retirement. So what we're talking about is investment strategies that protect your principal from market risk and also investment strategies that help generate guaranteed income. So that's really essential to protect from what we call a sequence of return risk when inflation or bear markets occur.
Steve, that's great advice. Thanks for sharing. For our listeners who want to protect their assets and then learn how RJP's retirement strategies can offer them a guaranteed stream of lifetime income, what's the next step?
Sure, yeah. So, Chris, we offer a free one-hour consultation at our Tucson office. We're located in that really big 5151 East Broadway building. I think it's the only building that's over probably 5 stories on this side of town. So, yeah, we've been helping over 40,000 Arizona families for the last 30 years. Give us a call. We're running specials. If you're over 60 years old, call us by this Thursday, which I guess, yeah, in 2 days, take advantage of a special discount on a comprehensive estate plan, which includes everything, especially that living trust. So give us a call.
Thanks, Stephen. Thanks for our listeners today. Don't wait. Protect yourself, protect your assets, and your loved ones. If you're 60 or over, call 4520-441-4523 by this Thursday to schedule your free consultation and lock in your special discount from RJP Estate Planning. That's 520-441-4523. 888-441-4523. All right, amigo, have a good rest of your week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Chris. You too.
All right, my friend. Stephen Levine, RJP Estate Planning. Ted's coming up soon with Blake Morlock. Let's see. Let's do a little preview of what this semi-award-winning... first of all, award-winning debate coverage tomorrow, like you would never believe.
And you can hear it right here.
What time's that at?
6 o'clock.
I can watch that.
If you're out running errands, whatever, it's right on your radio.
6 o'clock.
It's hard to take the TV with you in the car.
I'll be up for at least the first hour of that.
Yeah.
Half hour, probably.
You bet.
So we got Dan Shearer, Colleen and Wendell from ArcPoint Labs.
Spicy.
Absolutely spicy. And then Libertarian Hugs Hour with Peter Norquist. Thursday is Congressman Schweikert, and all I'm doing is propositions. It's going to be the proposition TED Talk. I'm going to come with a dirty sweatshirt and some jeans and some sandals, and I'm going to put my hands in prayer in the prayer thing, and I'm just going to talk to you like a TED Talk.
Okay.
About Arizona's propositions. Friday, I think we're looking at Grover for debate analysis. Sean McCluskey and then the student chefs of the Vail School District are going to be doing our Food Friday. So that'll be great. And then remember, a week from today on the 17th is Mexican Food Palooza. Felipe Garcia will be here for the entire show from Visit Tucson. And we're going to interview and do Food Fridays on that Tuesday with 6 different Mexican restaurants in the show. So, Matt, stretchy pants. I want you to purge the night before.
Now.
Be ready to go, as we like to say. And then also remember, 2 weeks from tomorrow is our Copal Happy Hour at the Williams Center, southwest corner of Broadway and Craycroft, 5:30 to 7:30. So, Ted's coming up on Jumpin' Tucson. Matt Neely is coming up also. Everything's coming up Milhouse, as we say in the Simpsons.
There you go.
So, all right. Thanks to everyone. Thanks to Danny Sawaya, Tucson Strength. And
good show, man.
Let's see how it goes with the old debate tonight. So, everyone have a great day.